producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Snapshot of America. In Minnesota, it's like 0 degrees. Brr, baby, it's cold outside. I feel so sorry for those Minnesota Viking fans who suffer through those cold temperatures and then they lose by a field goal. Blair Walsh misses 27-yarder. And here we are. We talk about sports and politics and business and what I call the buzz in the backyard. That's worthy to open this show with because it was -1 at game time. -1. And they didn't pull it out. Oh, I felt so horrible for the kicker. Brutal, brutal, brutal. As always, Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Thrilled to be the captain of this little old show as we motor along through the choppy waters of what's happening politically in this country. And, you know, the Sunday Swirl is all about that, reacting to what happened earlier in the week and what's coming up during the week, too, as well. And it's a whole lot of pressing the flesh because now we are into results season is what I call it. And results season means that we are less than a month away from the first primary. And you look at Iowa, you look at New Hampshire, you look at South Carolina, and this is it. This is when the rubber meets the road. Will Donald Trump still be standing? I think he will. I think when it's all said and done, he is the nominee unless they pull a fast one on him at the convention and then look for Jeb Bush. And wouldn't that be shocking? Because Jeb Bush in the polls is not there. But let me tell you, all around the country, the Bush machine is working and there is still a push to put Bush in place, and it's not Trump, but I think most of the people want to see Donald Trump unless there's some other wild card attached to this. We're also going to talk about Sean Penn. He talks to El Chapo. What's the deal with that? He talks to a drug kingpin? Are you kidding me? And apparently what happened is an actress somehow laid the breadcrumbs to leading Sean Penn to El Chapo, a Mexican actress who tweeted something, started the conversation, and, you know, it's somehow he's in the middle of all of this. And it's an intriguing story. Sean Penn said he never would have arranged a secret meeting with Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, but because of this tweet, he says that's what happened. And the actress is an American Mexican actress. Her name's Kate De Castilla, who played, you know, in television and movies and whatnot, crime bosses. So apparently she was in touch with him, knew him, something like that. And then the next thing you know, this is what happened. So Penn published an article on Saturday saying that the Sinaloa cartel chief sent this actress flowers to thank her for her online posts, though it never reached her and whatever else. But he talked to her, and according to Penn, once El Chapo was arrested, then a lot of people reached out to the cartel boss. But he decided he wanted to collaborate with somebody else instead. And, I mean, give me a break here. Craziness, isn't it? Craziness. We'll get deeper into the mind of Sean Penn, I promise you, for just a brief second or two as we motor along. It never ceases to amaze me that when we talk about flying, there's always somebody who decides they're going to do something crazy, cockamamie, stupid when they're in the air, and they end up pulling a jet out of the sky. There's somebody completely unruly. And this happened where they ended up having to tie a woman up. So on the plane, can you imagine this? Passengers on a flight from New York to Chicago say they had to restrain the woman. They'd tie her up. She attacked a flight attendant. What in the world is going on? What makes you attack a flight attendant? I don't care what is happening. Craziest story. One of the craziest stories ever. When I first heard the story, I thought, no, this is, are you kidding me? This has made up all the way around. This has hoax written all over it. But it's no hoax. That's what happens. I mean, they tied her up and pushed her. They had to push her on the ground and tie her up because she was so out of control. Keep it up, people. And before you know it, they'll not only will they frisk us, as we already have to go through that song and dance when we go through the process of getting to the gate, but it'll be that much worse because of incidents like that. I think also, as we're at the snapshot portion of this show, Powerball, that has to be part of the conversation, I'm sure, wherever you live, whatever nook and cranny, because Powerball is over $1.3 billion. And the next drawing is on Wednesday, meaning with all the states where you can get Powerball, you can only imagine how that number will be driven up. It'll be the largest jackpot in the history of the United States. I am absolutely certain of it. And this started November 7th. So now it's shattered all the records. Saturday night, 32, 16, 19, 57, 34, at Powerball 13, nobody had it. Nobody had it. Imagine if somebody wins whatever this next Powerball jackpot is, instant billionaire. And because I think it's going to be so high, you think what you pay out in taxes, they really still could be a billionaire when it's all said and done. You know, the odds of winning are 1 in 292 million. That is a shocking statistic in a way, isn't it? If you win the Powerball, that will not only be shocking the amount of money that you would receive, but the fact that you defy the odds, because the odds of anybody listening to my voice right now winning the jackpot are so astronomical, it's almost laughable to talk about it. And it's almost ridiculous to plunk a few dollars down and think, well, if somebody has to win, it's going to be me. But somebody does have to win. And I think that's what pulls people in, the fantasy of, I don't have to deal with anything anymore because I hit the lottery. Donald Trump feels like he hit the lottery. According to someone close to him that I know, he is loving what is happening. And he is pressuring Ted Cruz to resolve the questions over his eligibility to run, saying that this could be used against the Texas senator by the Democrats in a general election, and it would be a big mistake. A big mistake. While Trump is talking about eligibility with Cruz, on the Democratic side, Obama supposedly isn't going to endorse a candidate in the Democratic primary race. Wow, no endorsement for Hillary Clinton? That's a slap in the face to old Hillary. Coming up next, something completely different. We take you on the road. Hang with us, everybody.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Edition of Kate on the Road. Who knows where we're going to take you in 2016? Already a stop in South Florida. One of the cool places that we went to when we were in Florida is a place called Ybor City. Let me tell you a little bit about Ybor City. It's a historic neighborhood. I mean, just beautiful. It's just north of downtown, maybe 5-6 miles or so. And what happened was this town was founded in the 1800s by cigar manufacturers and was pretty much populated by thousands of immigrants, lots of Cubans, a lot of Spanish, a lot of people from Italy. And in Ybor City, cigar factories rolled millions and millions of cigars annually. People think of cigars and they think of Miami for some reason, but it's not Miami. It was Ybor City that really was the cigar rolling spot in the United States. So it was a typical immigrant community. And what happened was you started to see an exodus out of that area during the Depression, which, of course, accelerated after World War II. And then Ybor City just pretty much became abandoned and decayed. So after all this neglect and decay, a portion of the original neighborhood was redeveloped, and they started sort of nightclubs and entertainments. And now it has exploded. It's been designated as, if you go there, you have to see it. It's been designated as a National Historic Landmark District. And a bunch of the buildings and structures in Ybor City are listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Now, what's really cool is if you go back to 2008, the main drag, I spent some time there, the main thoroughfare, if you will, in Ybor City was actually recognized as one of the 10 great streets in America by the American Planning Association. And one of my favorite restaurants, in fact, I'm staring at a postcard that I got several years ago from there. The Columbia restaurant was named a top 50 All-American icon by the nation's Register News magazine, and that's back in, again, 2010. So Ybor City is starting to really pop, and it's got this cool community, and it's, again, amazing stuff to see it. They move cigar-making operations. Henry Plant helped move, because he was one of the guys who helped with the whole Port City. They helped move cigar making from Cuba to Key West, Florida in 1869. But because of all the political turmoil and what I mentioned, that's how Ybor City popped up, because they had to find it, because you say, why Tampa? They had to find a place. And so that's what happened, going back to the originally what I was talking about. That's how they ended up becoming the cigar capital of the United States at the time. And when I was in Ybor City, I had a chance to catch up with the manager of Tabanero Cigars, one of the big cigar makers in that area. And he was nice enough to give me a few minutes and talk while they were rolling cigars behind me and talk a little bit about what they do in Ybor City and Tabanero specifically as far as rolling cigars. Here's a slice of that.
Have you tell me your name first?
My name's Jim.
Jim?
Yep.
And tell me how long this shop has been here and what you guys do.
We've been in business for 5 years now in Ybor City. We just moved to this location here on 7th Avenue about a little over a year ago. And what we do is we're trying to bring back that Cuban handmade cigar back to Ybor City, which was known as Cigar City back in the early 1900s.
Right, this is where they rolled thousands and thousands of cigars, right?
I think annually they did about 700 million annually in the early 1900s.
Wow.
Out of Ybor.
And did the cigars go everywhere? We're shipped
all over the world. They fed the world the Cuban cigar.
Wow. Is there a popular cigar, a brand that you see people really gravitating towards?
Right now?
Yeah.
Tabanero.
Ah, Tabanero. That was a good answer.
Yes.
You know that, right?
Right. That's right. Yeah. I mean, we're probably one of the only handmade factories here on 7th Avenue. There's two factories left. One is a machine-made factory, and they make about 60,000 cigars a day by machine, and we make about 600 by hand.
Wow, 600 by hand.
Yep.
So how many a year, how many cigars do you sell approximately a year?
Ooh, man, that's a good question. Off the top of my head, I don't know. You figure in...
It's okay. It's a guesstimate, so you're good.
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, we're probably in tens of thousands anyways.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah, yeah.
And how long does it take to roll a cigar?
Well, they average about 10 an hour, and they roll, each roller rolls 100 a day.
100
so
a day.
Yeah, so they roll, yeah, they're close to about 10 an hour.
And is there a special way to do that? In other words, they're skilled at doing this, knowing how to do it?
They all learned in Cuba. That's where they all learned their trade. It's almost like a trade school here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 9-month program. They get a certificate, and then they start the internships, and then they just work their way, you know, all these roles here, probably about average about 15 years rolling. Yeah, so they're some master rollers here.
Master rollers, and they're all from Cuba.
All from Cuba, all out of Havana.
Wow, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow, what fun it was, again, to spend time in Ybor City and learn more about how they do the cigars. I had no clue the amount of cigars that were being made out of there. So thanks to Jim and the folks at Tabanero for allowing us to intrude on them. Now, once again, he joins us, our roving correspondent here on Kate on the Road, and that would be Bob Phillips. Take it away, Bob.
Hi, Kate. I have a question. Where can you travel in January and be 8,000 feet up in the mountains but have no snow? And the temperature is 60 to 70 degrees. And it's one of the most beautiful cities you will find anywhere. I'll give you a hint. It's only a 5-hour flight from Miami. The city I'm talking about is Cuenca, Ecuador. C-U-E-N-C-A. Cuenca, Ecuador. Ecuador is that country on the Pacific coast side of South America, and even though it's located on the equator, it has spring-like temperatures year-round. Cuenca is known as Ecuador's prettiest city, and the colonial center is small enough to explore on foot and has a plethora of fine townhouses and quaint market squares like the Plaza de las Flores, which explodes with color in a beautiful display of flowers. Located in the Andes Mountains, Cuenca has stunning colonial architecture with cobbled streets, graceful ironwork balconies, and beautiful gardens. The people are the friendliest you will find anywhere in the world. And UNESCO declared Cuenca a World Heritage Site. The hills around the city are dotted with small villages known for their handicrafts, including ceramics, metalwork, and internationally famous Panama hat. Yes, the Panama hat originated in Cuenca and is still made in Ecuador. But that is a whole other story. Ecuador operates on the American dollar, but the cost of everything is so much lower than here in the United States. And so why not make your New Year's resolution to travel more? And if you're looking for a place to travel where your money takes you further, a lot further, consider Cuenca, Ecuador. Back to you, Kate.
Thanks for listening to Kate on the Road. And remember, here's the thing. You never know where we're going to turn up, and you can help us turn up in your nook or cranny, wherever you're listening to me. If it's someplace outside of the United States, we've taken the show to Ireland and Grenada. We've taken it to Ecuador. So many places, too numerous, actually, to name. And in the United States, same thing. One of our first trips was to Taos, New Mexico, and how much fun was that? Getting the key of the city from the mayor and really exposing so many of our listeners to what you could find when you went to Taos, New Mexico. It wasn't just about skiing. It was about so much more. And that's what we find when we go into any city. There might be a specific trade or restaurant or industry that people think of when they think of your area or some of these areas we've taken you to. But then when you peel the layers of the onion, you find so much more, which I find so fascinating. And to be able to take the show and introduce all of you, the millions of people who listen online and both to terrestrial radio, which, of course, we love, all our fabulous affiliates out there. It's exciting stuff, so I urge you to go and check out the website. And actually, we got it extended. We're still giving away a computer, so you'll be entered into a drawing for a computer that we will give away at the end of January. So go to KateOnTheRoad.com, KateOnTheRoad.com, and may all your travels be fabulous. We'll see you again next week for another edition of KOR.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Show. We hit the mailbag. Once again, the mailbag chock full of your thoughts from over the weekend on a plethora of things, including a lot of what I sprinkled in at the top, Powerball. I got probably five emails about Powerball, and I chuckled because it's somebody wanted to know the odds, and the odds are insane, as I mentioned before. It'd be shocking to win that amount of money, and shocking because you know that you are, at that moment, the luckiest person on the planet, because the odds are so stacked against you to win, to actually, you know, hit the Powerball. So there you have it. All right, in the meantime, as we motor along here on the show, and it's 2016, of course, our thoughts are on, man, this election, what's going to happen here. Donald Trump is always part of the Sunday swirl, and he's talking a lot about Cruz and Cruz's eligibility, but that certainly isn't all. It also has to do with Trump taking credit after ABC actually made an interesting move. ABC News dropped its partnership with the New Hampshire Union Leader. That's the big newspaper of record for the February 6th Republican debates. And Trump says, I get all the credit for this. That's what he told Politico, or they're reporting it anyway. The state's biggest newspaper was going to have a co-branding deal with ABC. Its role was going to be kind of limited. But because Trump tweeted, you know, Trump tweeted about it, saying that the role was, you know, this is ridiculous. And Donald Trump said it's highly unethical behavior, including begging me for ads. If that's not questionable enough, they've endorsed a candidate who can't win. He said it's a conflict. It's really unfair, and it's a conflict for all the candidates. I said it should not be allowed, and ABC agreed. So the debate instead features an anchor from ABC, an ABC affiliate, WMUR, so we're talking about New Hampshire, to join David Muir and Martha Raddatch. How about that? Interesting. And WMUR wasn't even allowed to participate the last time in December because the Democratic National Committee was unhappy the station wasn't negotiating with its employees' union. So there is the union tie. The union leader publisher, Joe McQuaid, said that, told Politico that ABC was bowing to outside pressure. So how about that? And he said, and I know I have people listening to us in New Hampshire, and he said, in McQuaid to add this, he said, we'll get over being severed. We're amused by ABC discovering that we write editorials and endorse candidates. We've been doing both for decades, and it hasn't been an issue for ABC or anyone else. And he said, between bowing to the DNC and Trump, ABC is more concerned about appeasing the parties and candidates than informing voters. The union leader will continue to serve the Granite State by being a reliable source of information about where candidates stand. And then Trump, his response was, union leader refuses to comment as to why they were kicked out of the ABC News debate like a dog, for starters, trying to get a new publisher. Wow. So Donald Trump made that happen, saying it wasn't right, that it was underhanded, and ABC bit on it and said, yeah, absolutely. But I like the comeback from the newspaper, because it's true. I mean, they have been doing editorials and they have been endorsing candidates since the beginning of time. I mean, newspapers do that. And this is just the wacky business. But it does show you Trump's bandwidth, I guess, is the best way to put it. No question. I mean, he's got some juice, and he's using it. And Twitter. I mean, Trump on Twitter. We do a thing called trending on Twitter, and Trump is always trending on Twitter. I mean, he's exploded on the Twittersphere. He always had a lot of people following him. But because he communicates so much this way, he has 5.63 million followers. You know how many people he's following? He's following 49 people. But that's how many people are following him. Usually on Twitter, people may have a big Twitter following, but part of that is because they are following a whole bunch of people. You know who's number one on Twitter, don't you? That would be the president. But Donald Trump, he's making a fast move, no question about it. Now, I've gotten some emails from people who are either totally pro-Trump and on board, or those who think, oh, man, this is a disaster, and what is this ultimately going to do to the party? And how is it going to sever the party, and will it sever the party? And the answer to that is, it depends on what the Republicans do at the convention. If they're not happy with Donald Trump perhaps snapping up a lot of the primary space. But first that has to happen. Will people who are actually saying that they like Donald Trump go out and push for him in the primaries? I hate when things happen to veterans. And there's a big story about two veteran affair officials who had pushed aside who had people underneath them just pushed out of the way so they could take their jobs at their old pay with less responsibility. And the story was investigated, thank goodness, and came to light where these VA executives have finally been demoted for scamming the system. But shouldn't charges be brought against them? The VA said on Friday that the final action to demote Diana Rubens in Philly and Kimberly Graves from St. Paul, the regional office directors, to assistant director jobs in other cities. I mean, they're doing that. That's something. And they initially started that in October of last year. But why can't they charge them? Federal prosecutors said right before Christmas that no charges were going to be filed against them. So Florida Congressman Jeff Miller is hot under the collar about why are they not going to be charged? They purposely jumped on somebody else's turf and took the money, government money. They did run a scam, taking their jobs at their old pay with less responsibility and dumping them on somebody else. But they demoted them, pushed them out to other offices. I think they should be. I agree. I've got a cold, so I'm staving off. I'm a little bit of a cold, so I'm staving off the urge to sneeze. That's what you hear in the background. So anyway, anything, a blight to the veterans, anything that taints that agency, I think it needs to be highlighted and highlighted and highlighted again. We cannot do enough for veterans. And when you have these people scamming who are on the take the pay side of it, while there's still problems with wait times and the psychiatric facilities that the VA offers, very, very disconcerting, to say the least. And I'm being kind. A couple of polls to throw at you, because also there is, as I already mentioned, because it's results season, it's about numbers. And we don't talk as much on the Democratic side as far as what's happening with the polls, because Hillary Clinton is, I think, the presumptive nominee, but I don't know, maybe we shouldn't presume that. Fox News did a poll, and Bernie Sanders is ahead of Hillary Clinton, 50-37. That's the margin in New Hampshire. That's according to Fox. Martin O'Malley might as well be the invisible man, 3%. But Sanders is slowly but surely increasing his advantage over Clinton, and he's done that since mid-November. Not a surprise in New Hampshire that he would win, but the margins are interesting. Seventy-nine percent of Clinton supporters would be happy with Sanders as the nominee. Only 56% of his supporters feel that way about a Clinton win. Wow. I mean, certainly that shows you something. And I don't know that that's surprising, given the email situation, given her ties to Wall Street and a few other things, for Democrats who strictly are voting Democratic and will not vote Republican. But what are the odds? Do they really increase in other spaces for Bernie Sanders? Perhaps. Maybe I'm not reading the tea leaves correctly in the case of Bernie Sanders. And no surprise, in the Fox News poll, Trump on top. Trump and Cruz are the top guys. I don't think that's shocking. Marco Rubio is third. And if you look at the numbers, Trump leads with 35% among Republican voters. Cruz is 20%. Again, run the numbers. Hang with us. Coming up next, we're going to check the mailbag. You can throw in your 2 cents as well. 855-266-5283.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yo, Adrian, a big shout out to Sylvester Stallone, the actor and director, for his Creed performance in the movie Creed. Won a Golden Globe, and the place went wild and gave him a standing ovation. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we hit our final segment for this hour. What's interesting for the 69-year-old who won for Best Supporting Film Actor for that iconic role as Rocky Balboa is he's been out there saying how he just loves Trump. He says, I love Donald Trump. He's a great character. You know what I mean? There are certain people like Schwarzenegger, Babe Ruth that are bigger than life, but I don't know how that translates to running the world. So how about that? In the end, he said, may the best fighter win. But in his world, certainly it doesn't get any better than that, coming back after he had been in his 70s since he had actually been to the Golden Globe. So this is a huge moment for Sylvester Stallone. A lot of you had plenty to say about Trump. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
And yes, I do. I have a ton of it. This one from Jake, who says, Kate, long time no talk. I have to tell you, I've been thinking about you, though, and I am listening to what you're saying, politically speaking, about what's happening in the race, and I love your whole tag about results season because this is when it matters. You are right, my dear. This is when it matters. Hopefully a lot of people go and vote in the primaries so that we really get a true snapshot of what's happening. And I hope and pray that people are not stupid enough to take the bait and vote for Jeb Bush. Nothing against him personally. I just think he'd make a lousy president. Do we really want another Bush? That's just the status quo. Don't be fooled, and we shouldn't be. Again, I'd take a flyer on Trump. He's rough around the edges in some ways, but I also like the fact that people pay attention to what he's saying. Let's face it. And maybe he would make a good president. Why not? Well, the why not, thanks. The why not is why he could really garner more support than you could imagine. It's the why not factor. And there's no way to read the tea leaves and know for sure. I can guarantee you this. The Republican machine does not want Donald Trump. The Republican machine was really eyeballing Jeb Bush all the way around. Member Mitt Romney, member John McCain, once it was McCain. I mean, there's just somebody comes out, that's the person, they're right there, they're down the center, they're perfect. It's like they're hitting the ball, they're hitting the golf ball right where they want them to hit it. They are well-oiled, we can help them, we can push this no matter what else is really happening under the surface because, like it or not, for the people that are in those positions, Trump is the guy that people are rallying around, Republicans. The Democrats are repelled, Republicans on board, for the most part. I told my example, and I'll say it again because maybe you tuned in for the first time to hear me. Here's the best example of that. I can tell you about every poll. I can tell you, and you know we have conversations with insiders every single day here on America Tonight. I try to give you everything I can, throwing all the different perspectives at you. And being on that beach in St. Petersburg and seeing the banner come across and listening to people just yelling things out, yeah, he's the guy. We need change. He's the one. We might as well take a chance on him. He's the best. I mean, just unsolicited, sitting in their bathing suits, people yelling things out. Nobody yelling out, he's a jerk, he's an idiot, he's a whatever. No. And this was a pretty big chunk of beach, I'm just saying. To me, that really truly shows what people want, or at least the vast majority of Republican voters. I mean, are you going to get Democrats to step over Hillary Clinton? Bernie Sanders would be a wild card, would be a death knell to the Democrats. But to step over Hillary Clinton, no. I mean, if a Democrat is voting Hillary Clinton no matter what, and there's no Republican that's going to cause somebody to jump over that line. Not very many people anyway, because there's always somebody who could split off. I'm saying individuals. Not you could count them in a net. Let's move on. William. Kate, Donald Trump, I wasn't convinced. I thought it was ridiculous. He was a blowhard, a New Yorker, obnoxious, a billionaire, somebody who was in the pocket of rich people. But now I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind because he is the better option. I truly think, whether it's arrogance, competence, confidence, whatever you want to call it, I don't think anyone can control Donald Trump. To me, he seems as though he is his own man no matter what, and perhaps that's why the machine is not happy with that possibility. Well, you just laid out what I was saying. They're not happy with that possibility because it's not that they would control in the sense of control. It's that they know what they're getting, and control in the sense of loyalty to the party, whatever. And see, that's the thing about Donald Trump. He is his own guy. What, no matter where you fall on this, he is, because he's not begging for coins. That's one thing. And that's part of the problem with the system, is you got to have serious buku bucks and you got to have people backing you, or how are you electable? You're not. When it costs $1 billion to become president, how many people have that on hand? the idealist, the person that you wouldn't expect. I don't think you're going to find many of those people. And not career politicians. Career politicians know how to play this game. He is a career, or he is not, Donald Trump is not a career politician, and the rest of them are, except for Ben Carson. The only one. Carson. All right, let's move on to another one. I'm going to take one more Trump one. This one is from Nancy. Kate, all the way, Donald Trump. I don't know why people argue with the choice. Let the chips fall where they may. Whoever votes for him, if he wins in the primaries, then he should get the nomination. I hope they didn't pull any shenanigans when they get to the convention. What a crying shame that would be for the Republicans. Yeah, that would be absolutely brutal. And by the way, we're going to have a correspondent at both of the conventions, so we'll be able to get the bird's eye view of what's happening there on the floor. And it's a crazy madhouse. Let's just put it that way. As somebody who's been to a convention, it is nutty beyond belief. But the result is what you care about. The end, who's making the speech, what's happening on that very last night. That's what you care about. We move on. This one from Joseph in Illinois. Kate, I know you're a big sports fan, and I was wondering what you think of what happened in the playoffs this past weekend. Were you excited by any of the teams, and do you think that the Minnesota Vikings got ripped off? Well, I think that, unfortunately, the Vikings have a great coach. I mean, fortunately they do, in Mike Zimmer. And sadly, the kicker, Blair Walsh, missed the field goal and ended the Vikings season because, they, you know, they didn't put enough points on the board ultimately, so Seattle wins 10-9, but they were leading thanks to his kicks. So he was making all of his kicks. And he misses a 27-yarder, which is considered a field goal. That would have put the Vikings ahead with 22 seconds. I mean, that's a chip shot. He's got to make that. So poor, poor Blair Walsh broke into tears in the Vikings locker room after an interview with reporters. I mean, this is a guy, it shows you the emotion of the moment. This is a guy who converted 33 of 34 kicks from inside 30 yards in his career before that attempt. Brutal. It's a rough game, isn't it? It is. What did Vince Lombardi say? The only thing is winning in the end. All right. That wraps up this hour. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can always hit us up, americatonight.net. Thanks.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.